to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our program this time with information, as usual, from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Space Services in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 71, that's 7-1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 5. And the IPS further reports that those conditions are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. We're still moving through sunspot cycle number 24, and this cycle is not expected to conclude until about 12 months from now. So it means that long-distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 MHz will continue to be quite unreliable. In the meantime, some information now from our friends in Bulgaria at the Bulgarian DX Club, or the Shortwave Listener DX Bulgaria newsletter. And these observations of reception in Eastern Europe were made recently in Sofia. Adventist World Radio via Issedun in France, that's the relay station there. Morning reception, 0600 to 0630 on two frequencies in the 41 metre band. 7220 and 7375, both from the Issedun relay station in France, in French to West Africa. 250 kilowatts each, and the first frequency is antenna 200 degrees, 200, and the second frequency of the antenna is 162 degrees. The Voice of Greece giving good reception in Bulgaria on 9420 between 0750 and 0755 with programs in Greek to Western Europe. Transmitter at Avalos with 150 kilowatts and antenna 323 degrees. Radio Conakry, Guinea, or Radio Guinea, Conakry, noted on the 31 metre band on 9650 between 0600 and 0900, and again from 0900 to 1800, and programs to West Africa in French, non-directional with 50 kilowatts. Saudi Arabia, the Radio Al Azam broadcasts using frequencies provided or transmitters provided by the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service at Jeddah, 11745, 0600 to 0700 with Arabic, and 11860, that's the Republic of Yemen radio, rebroadcast via Saudi Arabian transmitters, also in Arabic, and that's heard in Eastern Europe in the morning period. Now, Channel Africa, it was mentioned in this broadcast recently that Channel Africa will be closing its shortwave services at the end of March. That's the transmissions from Mayotte, and it affects the international services and the domestic threat services. It also affects several broadcasters who are currently using brokered facilities at the Mayotte transmitting site. As from April 1, Channel Africa, it's possible that it may continue, but only via broadcast on the internet. And the BBC relays, which are currently being running on Mayotte from South Africa, will be moved to the Malagasy relay station, that's at Talata. So information there about Channel Africa, which is soon to leave the shortwave frequency spectrum. Of course, of Turkey, noted in Eastern Europe, in Persian on 11.795 between 09.30 and 10.55 to Western Asia in Persian, and transmitted there 500 kilowatts, high power, 105 degrees is the antenna. Korean Broadcasting System World Radio via the Wolverton Relay Station in England, heard in Europe, in Eastern Europe, on 6045, the morning service there, 0700 to 0800, to Western Europe in Korean, 250 kilowatts from the Wolverton Relay Station with 105 degrees antenna. And Deutsche Welle via the Talata Relay Station in Malagasy, broadcasting on this relay station in Swahili to East Africa, heard in Eastern Europe between 1000 and 1100 on 17710, and that's 250 kilowatts, antenna 7 degrees. So those notes were from the latest edition of the online newsletter produced by the SWLDX Bulgaria organisation, which has monitors based in Sofia in Bulgaria. For propagation research, some article may be of some interest. It's a summary of frequency occupations made recently during the early afternoon period here in Melbourne on 9 and 11 megahertz in the 0332 0400 window. This was dominated by long path, that's darkness signals, arriving from the east, and short path, that's daytime propagation from Indochina. Trans-equatorial daytime, that's short path mode, also was noted from Japan and North Korea. And this research was from the west of Holts Park in Templestowe in Melbourne's outer east, with the Eaton E5 receiver and a small wire antenna. Vietnamese, Korean and Chinese domestic stations were revealed by the Asian daytime propagation mode. 9420, the voice of Greece from Athens in Greek. 9490, Radio Republica from Issedun, the relay station there in France, in Spanish. 9560, NHK Talata from the Madagascar relay in Swahili. 9570, China Radio International from the Sirik, Albania relay station in Chinese. And All India Radio, its Urdu service on 9620. And two frequencies for the voice of Vietnam, 9635 and 9850, both carrying domestic service transmissions but different programs on each frequency. And Radio Romania International on 9740 with its programs in Spanish. And the voice of Turkey signing on at 0350 on 9700 with programs in Turkish. And the BBC from the Madagascar relay station on 9915, opening at 0400 in English. And the 25 metre band, 11680 Korea North, or North Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station, domestic programs in Korean. And the external service in English on 11735. And Saudi Arabia relaying the Al Azam programs, domestic service in Arabic on 11745. And another frequency for Radio Japan, that's NHK Yamata in Japan, with programs in Japanese on 11790. And also from Saudi Arabia, the Republic of Yemen Radio, that's a relay of the local service from Yemen on 11860. And 11950, China, the Yixang People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa, broadcasting in Chinese. Kuwait, Radio Free Asia in Chinese on 11980.
And 12150, right up at the top end, Taiwan, the political broadcasting station known as the Sound of Hope, or the Voice of Hope, with programs in Chinese. And some frequencies for China National Radio Network 2, 11845, 11835, 11800, 12080, and 11670. And China National Radio Network 1, some frequencies, 11720, 11750, 11760. And China Radio International from Kashi, the external service in English, on 11770. Those frequencies were made by propagation research here in Melbourne recently in the 0300 to 0330 time period, and good reception in the 9 and 11 megahertz bands. Unless we got it that time.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.